Okay, we're on the miscellaneous and meeting debrief.
Yeah, obviously, exactly.
Got about 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, Tammy.
Anyone want to debrief?
Committee debriefs?
Commissioner Duvia?
Madam Chair, yes. The Wildlife Committee met Thursday evening and discussed a number of topics, some of which I think has been somewhat discussed already, so I'll just make sure that everybody's aware that we are engaged in assessing the fire damages in central Washington. We are very concerned about the hunter participation and the impacts it has on our stakeholders' value of their licenses, and we're going to be taking action steps to try to accommodate those people so that we are fair and appropriate to what's going on. We're also concerned about the impact of feeding winter range as well as summer range, and we're in a work in progress here, so the fires are still burning, but this is a very significant, very expensive dilemma for us, so we'll continue to work on that and keep reporting back. We are discussing the benefits and value of the Discover Pass that has financially been a positive for us. We are not a big beneficiary of it, but what has been come to us is helping in our revenue shortfalls and stuff in some of our administrative areas and setting up our computer systems and so forth. So we're going to continue to work with Parks and everyone else to enhance the Discover Pass and make it more successful. We discussed predator prey management and trying to figure how are we going to integrate a continuing increasing prey population, our predator population on our prey base that's not always healthy. So we're trying to figure out how we manage the ecosystem to expedite recoveries and to also make sure we have a balance and if we have overabundance. So we're concerned about how we are going to be facing, we'll probably know after this hunting season, more about the predator-prey ratios as we get through the fire season and the hunting season. So very significant problem this between the fires and the predators. This could have a multi-million dollar impact on license sales next year. So I think it's significant that we pay attention to that. We also began a process and we're continuing to integrate habitat and lands in the wildlife program, trying to continue to build dialogue between various staff members as well as the committee to ensure that we have a balanced approach, including all aspects of wildlife development. And we're currently looking at and going to start engaging with what the current planning process is in the U.S. Forest Service. Growth plans and management plans in the Wenatchee and Caldwell National Forests are on the clock, so we'll be constantly meeting and expanding and trying to make sure we have our say in those future plans. We have a significant habitat problem in those areas, and significantly will impact our success if they don't manage their properties correctly for us. So the thing, and we had significant updates that we all reviewed on the Wolf Plan through our meetings, and that'll be an ongoing process, and we'll continue to work with the staff and report back to the full commission on those. Thank you, madam.
Okay. Commissioner Perry?
I'd like to add just a couple of more things to that report by the Wildlife Committee Chair. We spent some time on lands. Jennifer Kwan, the land section manager, explained that they had now hired a new rangeland ecologist. They also now have a fire ecologist on staff, and there's a couple more technical experts planned. This will allow much improved expertise in developing habitat projects on department lands, which is really good news to me. They have a lot of things planned, budgets sometimes interrupting, but they have a lot of things planned. It was also explained to us, and I won't go into any detail on this, but fire control last year was not funded by the legislature. What we spent over and above what we had this year, of course, it's going to be extreme. They're going to have to go to the legislature, ask for funding for this. There's no guarantee they're going to get it with the budget situation that we're in. It was outlined earlier in this session, so that may be a significant hit on the department. And to reemphasize what the Wildlife Committee Chair indicated, the importance of collaboration in the management of various species towards department goals, I think, is critical. It is an ecosystem out there, and I think we ought to operate like an ecosystem, and some kind of collaboration and management of both game species and non-game species to attain our objectives out there is critical. It was pointed out that that's being done, but encourage them to continue and even increase that as much as possible to make the outcomes as best as they can be.
Thank you. Commissioner Smitten?
Yes, Chair. One other item we discussed was the dilemma facing several of the special hunt permit holders. At this point in time, we encourage the department to keep those people informed, make sure that they're aware that the department is looking at options. We don't have the solution at this point. We're monitoring the fires, but I'd rather have them get the calls than the calls I've been getting on those. A lot of interest in that issue.
Commissioner Perry?
Madam Chair, I forgot one thing that I definitely wanted to mention. And I was really impressed with how the department is looking at the fires, how that's impacting the hunting public, the various permits, and so forth. They're just going overboard to try to accommodate people. And I think that deserves some real credit.
Great. Fish Committee, do you want to report?
Sure.
You've got 7 minutes.
Okay. I'll fill it up. Fish Committee met last night, which was Friday. Mary, Raleigh, David, and myself were all available. We had an agenda, but which included white sturgeon, which we were looking forward to discussing. But in lieu of the time that we got out and to the meeting about an hour late, so we decided instead that we had some very pressing issues with regard to the Lower Columbia River proposals. We had the director, we had Jim, Guy, and Cindy there as well, Cindy and Guy from Vancouver. We talked about a number of issues. We discussed tangle nets and were interested in mortalities associated with tangle nets. We discussed the issue of commercial fishing in the main stem with regard to the ramping down of the spring Chinook fishery as proposed by Governor Kitzhaber. Sturgeon was mentioned also in his proposal. And we discussed a little bit about sturgeon fisheries and the concerns that people have with the declining numbers of sturgeon. One issue that was proposed by Commissioner Carpenter, who was unable to attend because he would have been the fifth commissioner, but he has suggested improved monitoring for the Columbia River, and he felt that it was a necessary element in the Kitzhaber plan. We also talked a little bit about the need for barbless hooks and circle hooks with some of the recreational fisheries and included in any kind of a sturgeon fishery in the future. We did discuss buyback issues a little bit. We spent most of our time talking about the late fisheries in the Lower Columbia River, the Fall Chinook, the Upriver Brights, and the Coho fishery. And staff will be putting together the elements of that fishery and what our proposals and our discussions reflected. We hope to have that by next week. We're talking about additional conference calls to discuss this, and then there will be an update also of Governor Kitzhaber's proposal by Oregon staff as a result of the meeting of the three commissioners, the six commissioners that we had earlier in the month, or later in last month. That was pretty much what we talked about. I can't say that we're looking forward to too much more of this, but there is a lot more to come, and it's a real scramble for us to get ready for this. There are a lot of wheels turning on this, and nevertheless, we view it as a tremendous opportunity to incorporate some of our ideas in this plan.
Great. Okay. All right. One final thing before we adjourn is that we have a meeting with the governor next meeting that we get together in November. I think it's the Friday.
Friday.
It's that new Friday.
I think it's the 9th.
Is it in the morning?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So think about it. During a conference call, we should talk about how we're going to approach that final meeting with Governor Gregoire, who appointed us all. What kinds of subjects?
Madam Chair, did I understand it's during our meeting on the 9th or 10th of 9th?
Yeah. And we usually have 1 hour with her, and it's open because we're in a quorum. So sometimes, occasionally, not often, we have someone from the public in with us, but consider what you want to say. Okay. What a meeting, huh? Thanks, everyone. We're adjourned.